All right, I think where we left off was legislative privilege of the floor. Can anybody remember? I think that's where we were. Oh, so, Jim.
I'm first. Thank you.
Did you go?
Oh, Dominic Frangillo. The other evening, I was at a little gathering at the Cooperative Extension with a whole room full of energy activists, and I was a little afraid, but it turned out all right. And Dominic is the head of a group called the Energy Corps, and my wife and I allowed our house to be evaluated by a group of students who showed up and put a fan on the front door and sucked all the air out of the house, and it just frightened me because there were air coming out of every hole in the house. At any rate, Dominic ran this program the other day. All these people were there talking about this issue, and I think he did a great job organizing this with all the young people that work for CE and volunteers, students. What came out of it were many good suggestions for energy efficiency in homes, and there was a question or a comment made that someone thought towns should get in a competition to see what properties, Ulysses versus Caroline, and how many properties can get energy audited, and that way you could arrive at that thing Dominic was talking about where property owners are zero impact in 50 years when all of us will be dead, hopefully. But or some of us, you know.
Yeah.
So at any rate, that was props for Dominic and that whole group. They did a great job, and it was really fun to be down there and listen to all this. And there's some great information coming out of that group.
Thank you, Jim. Anyone else? Brian and then Frank?
Yeah. Just real quickly, as the representative from the Groton area, I too want to share what Frank had to say in terms of Phil Shurtleff. Phil is very, very involved in our community for a long, long time, involved in politics and elected office for, probably 60-some years, which normally I would think it would be some sort of record, but then I remembered Frank's around, so it's probably not a record. But I just wanted to mention, he also served as a trustee, a mayor, a village justice, a council person. He was probably one of the original members of the county IDA. Was around back when TC3 was in Groton, and he was a liaison from this county board to Tompkins Cortland Community College. Not only because he's Lee Shurtleff's dad, but as a member of the Groton community, we lost a very big supporter there, and just wanted to say that. Thanks.
Thank you, Brian. Frank.
Yeah, I have a couple of items myself. One tagline to what Brian was saying. Some of you may be aware of this, but perhaps not. One of the things that Phil did while I was on this board, we had the summer youth program that unfortunately we zeroed out of the budget for 2010. And it's the one that helps the kids get jobs in the summer. And Phil started that. He actually was the instrumental individual that went to bat for that at a very unpopular time. And it survived until last year. So I appreciate your support for remembering him. I want to make an offer, too, that I don't mind helping Brian out, bringing the village mayor here. If any of you have needs in your town, I'd be happy to go talk to any elected official in your town to get them to come as well. Just trying to help out. The reminder of Memorial Day coming up. I don't want to steal Mike's thunder, but there's a parade in Dryden that Mike can describe. But the reason I want to keep this on at the forefront is because of the flags. We're trying to get a head count on the number of organizations that are picking up the flags from the VFW here in Ithaca. I've been working with purchasing to try to identify how many flags are being retained and how many show up on the, at the various grave sites, which is what they're for. So if you have any organizations in your town or the city or whatever that are getting the flags, please make sure that you keep track of them or have them keep track of them. The situation, I'm sure Mike might say something about the situation in Albany with the budget, so I don't want to say that. But the just as a reminder, we're still on the agricultural piece. We're still waiting for the state to get off dead center on the video machines, and it's costing the state $1 million a day because they haven't passed that legislation. And it's cost the horse industry, and it's not just racing, it's the horse industry, suppliers, farm implement dealers, on and on and on, a considerable amount of money, and you too. At the Water Resources Council, which will not appear on the agenda, that's why I want to get an or in, we passed at the Water Resources Council the MS4 application for the county. What that means, it's the piece of the stormwater regs, and it ties right into what the long discussion was about tonight regarding gas drilling. It's further reaching than that, but in some municipalities, they're able to use the MS4 regs, which are the regulations that set the stormwater regulations for drilling. And it was important that we do this, and we did it yesterday at the Water Resources Council. Last item, by 9 o'clock tonight, if we get out of here, some of you that haven't voted on your school budgets will have a shot. I think the polls close at 9, and just want to encourage you to go vote. Thank you. Thanks, Martha.
Anyone else? Mike and then Dooley.
Well, Frank said almost everything I was going to say.
Thank you, and let's moving
he,
right
he
along.
He credited me, so that's been 48 days without a state budget, and the schools are hurting, and we're about to hurt here if we don't get a budget. I just wanted to mention that the dairy industry and agriculture in New York State is our largest industry. This past weekend, there was a program sponsored by the dairy industry for promotion. The two things were combined to recognize farms in Tompkins County. One was the celebrating the dairies of distinction, which are awards to our local farms that are kept looking nice. We all know what we like to think of as a beautiful country landscape. We like to think of open spaces, and we know the farms contribute to that. And that's now no inexpensive thing to keep up barns and fences and houses and all of that along with their livestock. This year, there's been many farms in Tompkins County that have been part of this program for a long time. This year, the Beck Farms, the Beck family of Dryden, the Martindale Farms, the Houston family of Groton, and the Vale Lake and Farms, the Baker family of Ithaca, were added for the first time. They've joined things like the Hardy Farms in Lansing, the Pollocks, the Clearview Dairy in Groton, the Neville Farms, the Fuller Farms, the Shipra Farm, Lou Lynn, and Millbrook. So we've got our farmers out there thinking about our community every day in the way they're running things. The other thing they did this year was, as they do each year, was to have their Dairy Princess program, which is not a beauty pageant, but it is an opportunity to help young women who are interested in dairy, whether it's raising calves, whether it's being a part of the program. Public speaking is a great part of this program for the young women. They come out. This year we have a larger court than they've ever had, and probably the largest number of young women of any county in the state at this time. So we're kind of proud of what they do. They go around to programs. They go to the state fair. They're at Dairy Days and other celebrations throughout Tompkins County. They're turning them into young women who will be doing a lot for their industry and learning a lot as they proceed with their careers. So I just wanted to commend that and talk about agriculture a little bit tonight.
Do you want to add something about Dairy Days?
Dairy Days in Dryden, of course. It's coming up in June, and we'll mention more activities about that probably at the next meeting.
June 12th.
Julie?
Thank you. I wanted to let the legislature know that at its last meeting, the EMC endorsed a statement to DPAC, the dredging, I can't remember their name, it's the group the city set up to represent stakeholders. And the EMC's resolution indicated that the EMC does not support the single site at Southwest Park at this time because there are a number of things that aren't known, including the fact that it could be seen to be a segmented project. They don't know where the spoils will be used. And until you know the full breadth of the overall project, selecting a dewatering site is premature. So that was their resolution. I also want to let you know that ICLEI, of which we are a member, and which was the group that gave us the black box to analyze our own greenhouse gas emissions, ICLEI is having the first ever New York State Climate Protection Network meeting in four places in New York State. It's open to ICLEI members, but any other members of local government or the public who want to go. It is June 17th, and we are one of the sites, and it's at the county library, and it's something like 9 to 3. And finally, in response to the presentation made to the legislature on the Rancic wind farm proposal, there will be a follow-up meeting of not Rancic, but of representatives of towns and Sustainable Tompkins who are interested in how they can support this project, including the possibility of having towns do some bonding to help support it. I thought that was interesting.
When is it?
It is tomorrow. No, it's Thursday at 5:30 at the county library.
At where?
The county library. Everything's at the county library.
Will?
Thank you, Martha. Just a reminder, I've talked about it before, but this coming Tuesday is going to, the Tompkins County Mental Health Department is going to be doing its annual celebration and recognition of the community of care. It is happening at the Holiday Inn. They actually asked for an RSVP by essentially already, but I'm sure that if you call them, they would be very happy to accommodate you. I went last year. It's really, really a good inspiring way to have a better understanding of the mental health community. Secondly, I am really glad, Jim, that you were able to make it to that dinner. I too, we also had our house studied by a cooperative extension and for energy efficiency. I found just a very interesting project, and my understanding is that they are looking for more people that would be of interest. So if that is something, you should definitely contact cooperative extension and Dominic. Thank you.
Thank you, Will. Anyone else? I'll just say on the topic of the night, the gas drilling, that June 12th, Saturday, is a showing, two showings at Cinemopolis of the movie Gasland, a documentary by Joshua Fox about this industry, not in Pennsylvania and out west, I believe. And then at 4:00 that day on the Commons, he will be here there will be a rally about the issue, and Fox will be there to speak. So it is going to be, you have to sandwich it in among the Groton events and Dryden Dairy Days, but you can probably get into one of those movie showings. So, all right, and then time to move on. As far as a report from myself, the only thing is that I'm sure you've all been doing a great job on your time logs. And Kathy's going to be sending out a message tomorrow with sort of how to report and how to send it to her and what you need to do and the timing for doing that. So look for Kathy's email on that fun topic. County Administrator Joe.
Thanks, Martha. It's getting late, so I'll be brief. I have just three items on my list tonight. The first is the continuing saga of the health consortium, and it is continuing. The board met last week. Primary topic of conversation was labor representation. Basically, the way the meeting came down was Don Barber, the chair, who, again, we can't say enough good things about Don and what he's done, polled the group in terms of its feelings, the board's feelings, about an appropriate number of seats held by labor reps on that board. You recall that it's currently at one, plus an advisory committee that includes all the bargaining units and all the municipalities. And essentially, as a result of that poll, there seems to be an inclination of the group to move from one to two, but to draw the line at that point. And that's the message that's been communicated back to the labor unions, and they're taking that back to their folks to talk about that prospective resolution of the labor representation issue. That still leaves, even if that's resolved, and I don't want to represent that it is, there's still some discussions that have to happen. Even if that's resolved, there's still the issue of money reserves, and it's really not much different than it was 2 weeks ago when I reported. We're still looking at ways to either finance a $2 million gap in the reserves by things like surety bonds or letters of credit, or to look to the municipal participants to basically prepay some of their premiums, to build actual cash in those reserves, in the expectation that over time those prepayments can come back to those municipalities to contribute. This is something that Don Barber has, a discussion that he's encouraged among all the municipal members of the group. So the reserve issue is also unresolved. So I will continue to report to you. I can assure you, and I know you're aware of this, that there is a lot of work going on behind the scenes to try to make this happen. So I'll report in 2 weeks again. Somewhat related topic, at the last meeting, questions came up about the transition of our current health plan to something called Classic Blue, and you've heard that employees and probably you've received notices about that transition that will occur in October. I'm happy to tell you that today the personnel department was able to compile information from Excellus and get out a side-by-side comparison of the current plan with the new plan to all of our employees and, I believe, retirees. You should get a copy as well, and if you don't, let me know because I will make that available. And I think you're going to find what we said at the last meeting, and that is these two plans are extraordinarily similar. We don't want to say that they're exact to the letter, but I think as you go through the side-by-side, you're going to see that it is going to be a seamless as seamless as possible move over to the new plan. Take a look at your email for that. Last item on my list, the assigned counsel program. The search for a new supervising attorney is well underway. There are, interestingly, only a couple of people applied for the position. The hiring, the interview process will be beginning within the next week or so. But I do want to advise you that when I ask you to confirm my appointment of Wes McDermott as the interim supervising attorney, I thought we would be done with this process by now. I said I thought we would have a permanent director by mid-May. It's going to take a few weeks longer. So I just wanted to let you know that it is taking a bit longer than I suggested at the beginning. Wes McDermott, bless him, has graciously agreed to continue on in an interim capacity until we finish this process. That's my report.
Thank you, Joe. I saw Peter's hand up and then Frank.
Me first?
Yep.
Yeah. I have a question, Joe. I've heard about these cash reserves now for a long time, and there's something I don't understand about it, so maybe I'll just ask you here. Are these cash reserves we're talking about to ensure against an unfortunate performance in terms of expenses, or are they to make some kind of an orderly termination if the whole thing falls apart? Which one is it?
Both.
It's both.
Both. Yeah. There's a reserve of about 17% of the premium value that's there for that orderly transition. If we ever close shop, they need to know that there's enough money in that bank account to pay out all those remaining claims that will come in over time. So that's one part of the reserves. There's a smaller reserve, and I forget the technical name for it, but it's really there to cushion the impact of volatility in claims.
Okay, well, is it possible that just all the people who are involved in this to make a firm commitment that in case it falls apart, they'll simply fund it for some period of time and not have to actually put money into it?
That's how it's been set up, and that's the frustration of what we're dealing with. Each of the participating municipalities has entered into an intermunicipal agreement, and it commits that municipality to make good on any assessment for that kind of a cost. And it's really based on the strength of that commitment, and I view it as a moral obligation of each of these governments. It's on the strength of that commitment that we said to the State Insurance Department, you don't need the same level of reserves with this organization that you would with a private insurance company that arose and could go under where they have no other means to make good on those payments. We have commitments and we have taxing power to do that. So that's been the argument we've made to the State Insurance Department, and to date, we're not there.
They don't buy it, and that.
That's right.
Okay.
Frank.
Thanks, Mark. Joe, same topic and probably the same subset. I had occasion to meet with Don and got some of the information you were describing about the reserve. Question I asked him was, some of the municipalities that have agreed to join or have joined are small. Is it possible that the county can come up with a method where we can front the money so that we can get the, assuming we can resolve the union piece of that we can front the money, because the number that Don mentioned to me was it could be $100,000 per municipality, which could be pretty expensive for some of the small, like a village. Is there some way that David can work his magic and maybe come up with a plan?
Well, and David's right behind me, and he can speak to that.
He's already shaking his head.
Starting to move around. It's interesting because some of the smaller municipalities have liquidity that's probably stronger
better than
ours. I will say, though, in that vein, that Don is really looking hard at this idea of cash advances by the municipalities. So one of the conversations at the board meeting last week was, you know, is it reasonable to think that we can all kick in some money to build that reserve?
Right.
And I know some of the smaller municipalities are saying we believe we can and we think it's the right thing to do. You know, we're looking at our capacity, as is the city. We're obviously the large governments, but I think this body knows that there are times when our cash flow gets so lean that we have to actually sometimes borrow to get us through those low periods. So we have to maintain a certain amount of liquidity here. Without getting too much into the details, it's also something that we've looked at with these financing vehicles. Can the county help by basically collateralizing
a
financing vehicle like a surety bond or a letter of credit? We've bumped into some issues there, but that's another area that we've explored as kind of the senior partner in this group. And again, we're still not there.
Thank you.
David, did you want to add anything?
Well, we looked at it, and our cash position has not grown from year to year. It's gone down slightly every year. With the size of our operation going up. So we don't have the luxury of having any excess capacity to capitalize the entity. That's the sad truth of the matter.
Julie?
It occurs to me that perhaps the State Insurance Department's interpretation of this particular article of the law could be cured by a request to our local, our state legislators to pass something clarifying it. And as long as they're still possibly in session, we should try that, I think.
That would be something we haven't, that's a road we didn't go down yet. That looks, I see head nodding. I think that's something to look at.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Anything else for Joe? Thank you very much. County Attorney Jonathan?
Yeah, I have no report.
Thank you. Finance Director David?
Three things. First of all, I hold in my hand the county's annual financial report that we distribute to New York State. We just sent it in. We gave a brief overview at the Budget Committee. It evidences stability of everything, of all our major funds. The only area that is some concern is our cash position did weaken a little bit. It went down about 10%, our cash balances at the end of the year in the general fund. So I'm handing it to the clerk. It's available for public inspection. The good news is it does evidence stability, and the audit's over, so that's really good news. But we don't have the final results of the audit, but they audited this document. The second thing I wanted to point out, another good news item, is I put in your box the latest sales tax report that goes through the month of April, and I'm pleased to say that for the first time in a long time, sales tax currently, at this moment in time, is on budget. After 4 months, we're on budget. Last month, we were below budget by about $100,000, but we're on budget right now through the month of April. And April was very strong. The county had, you'll show that the county share went up 10%. The city of Ithaca's sales tax for the month of April was up 15%. The sales tax attributable outside the city went up 3%. So everybody benefited during the month. So that's the first significant change we've had in the last probably 15 months. And finally, one little note. At the beginning of April, Moody's Investor Services recalibrated bond ratings so that they were uniform because the recognition that the default rate of government bonds is significantly less than corporate bonds. And so they wanted to compare corporate bonds to municipal bonds, and so they have a universal rating system now. And as a result of that, our bond rating went up to one notch from AA2 to AA1. And the significance of that is AA1 is one notch below AAA. So we're inching closer to that golden standard of AAA bonds as a result of the fact that the reality that governments have a much lower, almost minuscule default rate. And the purpose of a bond rating is to protect the investor, you know, a risk. And there's virtually no risk in municipal bonds. So that's my report.
Thank you, David. Any questions for David? All right. Are there any resolutions to be added to or withdrawn from the agenda? Nathan?
Yes, I'd like to withdraw Resolution K, which is authorization for the sheriff to enter into agreement with GTL for inmate telephone calls.
All right. Anyone else?
I would like to. I want to withdraw Resolution I and J, and may make a comment. There was a resolution in your packet. There were three of us at the committee meeting. We put forward the resolution with the assumption that it would end up in a discussion. I'm withdrawing this resolution as in a cooperative vein.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
And I'm not happy about it.
Which two were you withdrawing, Jim?
I and J.
And which one did Nathan withdraw?
K.
K.
Thank you.
Kevin.
I'm sorry. I don't understand Jim's remarks, what it means to be withdrawing a resolution in a cooperative vein and not being happy about it. Could you just go into a little more detail as to what it signifies?
No,
it
doesn't have to.
I think
okay.
There's...
Yeah. Well, no, his comments weren't explanatory to me, so I just thought I'd ask for clarification. He can decline to clarify if he wants to.
Okay, anything else to change our agenda? All right, then we will start with the consent agenda, resolutions that are deemed to be uncontroversial and can be voted on as a group. Resolution, if there's anything you want pulled, just let me know. Resolution A?
Off.
Okay. Resolution B, endorsing Spring 2010 Community Celebrations Grant to Community School of Music and Arts. Resolution C, Resolution D, authorizing the filing of an application to New York State for the Household Hazardous Waste State Assistance Program and signing of the associated state contract under the appropriate laws of New York State. Resolution E, amendment to bylaws, Hillview Road Landfill Citizens Advisory Committee. And Resolution F, budget adjustment, Department of Social Services. And there is one appointment. Get it to the Strategic Tourism Planning Board, Anthony W. Hobson. Is there a motion on the consent agenda? Frank moves, Will seconds. All in favor, please raise your hand.
Aye.
All opposed? Any opposed? That is unanimous. All right, so we are starting with Planning, Development, and Environmental Quality Committee, Pam McAsee, Chair.
Well, in light of the fact that we have a late meeting here, I think I'm going to wait until our next meeting to give my report. So I guess I would like to move straight to the resolutions, and the first one is Resolution A, scheduling a public hearing for addition to Agricultural District Number 2, west side of Cayuga Lake, ID number 1972, and I so move.
Second. Frank seconds. No discussion? Julie.
I asked that it come off because I wanted to vote no on this and not on the other resolutions. And the reason I'm voting no is I think that this particular action is premature and could wait until the landowner is actually in residence and turning this into an agricultural operation. Although I recognize that the location of it is a nice place for such an industry.
Any other comments? Ready to vote. All in favor of Resolution A, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 opposed, and 1. 13 to 1. It passes.
Okay. Resolution G, negative declaration regarding authorizing the disbursement of housing fund funding. And I so move.
Pat seconds. Discussion on this. Ready to vote. All in favor of Resolution G, please raise your hand.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous.
Okay. Resolution H, authorization to disperse county funds pertaining to the housing fund and designating the county to serve as fiscal agent, and I so move.
Frank seconds. Any discussion? Ready to vote. All in favor of Resolution H, please raise your hand. Any opposed? That passes. Jim, you up or down? Okay.
I'm for it.
That passes 14 to 0. It's unanimous. Thank you. As Joe Biden would have said, I think that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So, and no discussion. But it is a big deal to make this happen. Thank you, Pam. That's it for your committee?
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you. Census Committee. Pam McAsee, Chair.
Well, where there's still, the enumerators are still on the ground, and I get occasional phone calls from people who are trying some areas, a few landlords who have not been quite as forthcoming as they were hoping. But I am still trying to help, and... But so progress is continuing. That's all I have to report.
Any questions? Thank you, Pam. Nathan Shinigawa, Chair of Public Safety. I'm sorry, Budget and Capital Committee, Jim Dennis.
Thank you. We're having a meeting Monday afternoon. I'm in receipt of an email, and many of you are also
I was looking on my personal electronic device again, in violation of the rules, and there is a there is a webinar being offered by NYSEC called Lean Government, and I'm just anxiously awaiting that particular item and to see what that means for us and all county government. Obviously, we will be having a discussion again about the two salaries. I have done some research. There's nothing in the election law that dictates when we set a salary for an elected position like the clerk or the sheriff. We may have some law in county law that I'm not aware of. I've asked Jonathan to research that. Having said all that, hopefully we can determine these salaries sometime in the near future.
Thank you, Jim. Kathy?
Thank you. I just wanted, for the sake of the public, to point out that on next Monday, May 24th, Budget and Capital Committee agenda, we'll be considering a resolution, see if I'm right about this, endorsing legislative bill authorizing 0.25 per $100 mortgage recording tax. So for those that are interested in that, there'll be a discussion, I assume, at that meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else for Jim? All right. Public Safety Committee, Nathan Shinagawa, Chair.
Public Safety Committee has not met since the last meeting, and so therefore I have no report. And I'm now a very popular guy.
Thank you. That's true. Workforce Diversity and Inclusion Committee, Les Lumbitt-Pink, Claiborne, Chair.
No report.
All right. She was even quicker than you, Nathan.
She didn't even have to say she was popular. She knew it.
Let's see if Frank can do it. Frank, Health and Human Services Committee.
No.
I know.
No report?
No,
the Health and Human...
Yeah,
stop, you know... You have 42 people come under privilege of the floor. That's wonderful, but I don't think we should give short shrift to the committee reports. Sorry.
That's right. That's true.
Health committee met on the 12th, and we did have a couple of interesting presentations. One was from Dwight Mengel and Fernando de Aragon regarding the consolidated transportation plan. And this was the plan that is JARC funded, and it was quite extensive. We received something in the neighborhood of $600,000 at one point under one piece of the financing, and there was approximately $160,000 left that had to be redistributed. And they walked us through how that money was going to be applied to various projects. Part of it goes for that new field, Enfield, service that they're expanding. In addition to that, they have formed a group that's dealing with the human service needs, transportation needs for the human service community, and we formed yet another group to look at all of the transportation needs for the underserved populations throughout the county, Red Cross, whatever it happens to be, and they've been meeting on a quarterly basis, apparently, and coming up with information that will help support this, and then will be passed on to TCAP so that we have that information to if we need to expand a route or tweak a route to accommodate the TCAP needs. It's quite a good report. Part two of that, we're going to be dealing with a resolution in June that puts this plan into place and accepts the recommendation. And I hope that there'll be a discussion at some point about future how we're going to use future JARC funding, because there's some concern, there's some interest in having the monies flow, all of the monies flow through DSS, which was not the intent originally. But they'll stay tuned on that. There'll be more. The second item, we had the young lady that came to the board meeting, Ms. Yon, at the last meeting, to this legislative meeting and ask for time on the agenda regarding the restaurant booklet that you wanted to put out for the workers, the workers group. She came, made a presentation. It was very interesting. She's going to be working on. They're nowhere near ready for this publication. And the sad part of it is she's got it all going, but she's graduating. She's leaving town. So she doesn't know who's going to pick up the baton after her, but she wanted an opportunity to speak to the committee, and we did that. An interesting item that came out of DSS in the monthly statistics, Patricia was describing once again, and this is a continuing need, unfortunately, and it's been going on for a very long time. In order to accommodate some of the DSS needs and the changes in the way that they're delivering health services to that community, there is one of the pieces on their stat report. There's still a real lack of primary care physicians in this county. And we've been trying left and right to get them up. If you remember when Hillary Clinton was our senator, she was instrumental in getting legislation passed that some of us were very supportive of that helped defray the cost of college educations for anyone who was becoming a physician in a rural area. And unfortunately, we didn't pick up enough people. That need really continues, just to tip you off. It's not going away. Earlier tonight, you heard that the Office for the Aging received the proclamation from Martha regarding the aging in the county as a designation and as a recognition. Lisa gave us quite an update on the accomplishments of the workforce grant as it relates to the aging population and how it was funded. They've produced a booklet that lists all of the agencies in the county that are providing long-term needs for that segment of the community. Nancy Zaylor gave us an update on the youth programs as well. That's going to be a real challenge with the budget constraints this year. Now, Joe's heard all about it already, but she wanted the committee to hear about it. The search for the public health director continues. I don't want to, obviously we can't reveal names, but I can tell you that we're interviewing the final candidate tomorrow, and we hope to have a recommendation to Joe at the end of that meeting. This has been a long, arduous process, and I really think the staff, particularly Steve Estes, deserves a real pat on the back of sorting through all of these applications and getting them down. Joe was telling me earlier, I'm getting tired of seeing you, Frank. So, but hopefully we'll have a decision by tomorrow afternoon. On the heels of that, you should have in your box a reminder about Alice Cole's retirement dinner. If you need another one, let me know. June 18th at the Lake Watch Inn, if you're able to attend, it would be nice. And Martha and I were talking about several months ago about the formation of a human service group with Kathy Slaughter's help at the coalition to really step back and look at what the needs are for the human service community and all the agencies with regard to the, especially in the eyes of the budget shortfalls at the state level. And Martha's been more involved in that than I have. So would you mind saying a couple of words about that?
Sure. That's a meeting. It's going to start with a meeting next Wednesday, May 26th, 8 o'clock. And Will and Frank are part of the group. Joe's coming. Several agency heads and some of the local funders and Kathy Slaughter as well. And just kind of to try to look at how people might collaborate differently, what other ideas, other models might be out there, looking at other states, looking for some sort of brainstorming, really, fresh eyes to be proactive about meeting the needs of the community. So,
What time was confirmed for that?
8 a.m., 8 to 9:30, May 26th at the Child Development Council.
Okay. Thanks, Martha. Next meeting of the committee is June 9th. You're all welcome to come. And as a...
Jim?
I want to make a comment about the idea that Frank opened up with about finding young doctors to come to Tompkins County. Many years ago, under the leadership of Mayor Ed Conley and the Ithaca Renewal Agency, the city got a grant, bought a building in downtown Ithaca, rehabbed it, and thus started the Family Medicine Center, Family Med Docs, in the old gas station on West State. The county and any other organizations maybe should be looking to do something like that again, where the government would be involved in trying to get some money to buy a building, because that's the big expense for a doc to come anywhere to have a building.
The other piece of that, thanks for remembering that, Jim, that is the insurance. The liability insurance is a killer. Do you know who's in charge of that?
Insurance?
No. The unions are in charge of the insurance. Did we hear that earlier?
No, they bought that building. The Family Med Docs bought that building from the Ithaca Renewal Agency after many years, but the agency put that building up in the city, and we fronted all the expenses.
All right, that's a good idea.
That's a good.
Put it on the
list.
That's
Health Planning Council.
Okay, that's very good.
Really?
Anything else, Frank? That's it?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Facilities and Infrastructure Committee, Dooley Kiefer, Chair.
Thank you. We met on May 7th at Bostwick Road. You dealt with a couple resolutions under consent, and there are several more now. The only thing I'll say in addition about the meeting is that we heard from two more Hampshire Road residents. Didn't really hear anything new, but we did have a dialogue with them. So I haven't voted yet. Let me move my resolutions. I'd like to move Resolution L, determining that certain real property located on Harris B. Dates Drive in the town of Ithaca is no longer needed for public use.
Is there a second? Will seconds. Is there any discussion? Ready to vote. All in favor of Resolution L, please raise your hand. One, two, any opposed? That's unanimous. Thank you.
Resolution M, making a negative declaration of environmental significance in relation to the resolution that comes up next, Resolution N of 2010.
Is there a second? Pam seconds that. Any discussion?
I should just let the public know this has to do with the sale of Biggs to CMC.
Another big deal. Ready to vote? All in favor, please raise your hand. Any opposed? That's unanimous.
Resolution N, authorizing the county administrator to sell real property on Dates Drive in the town of Ithaca, including the Bigsby building and approximately 8.99 acres of land to Cayuga Medical Center. I so move.
Is there a second? Leslin seconds that. Any discussion? All in favor, please raise your hand. Any opposed?
Good job, Joe.
That's unanimous. Good job, Joe. Yes, and Ed and everybody involved in that.
And
Arel. Yep. Excellent job.
Resolution O, determination of a negative declaration of environmental significance in relation to reconstruction of the Forest Home Drive Bridge over Fall Creek in the town of Ithaca. I so move.
Mike seconds that. Any discussion? All in favor, please raise your hand. Any opposed? That's unanimous.
This reconstruction will be consistent with the historic nature of the bridge, by the way. Resolution P, authorization to issue design and rights-of-way approvals for the reconstruction of the Forest Home Drive Bridge over Fall Creek in the town of Ithaca. I so move.
And there's a second there, Leslin. Any discussion on this one? All in favor, please raise your hand.
Aye.
Any opposed? Also unanimous. Clean sweep, duly. Okay.
Resolution C.
Resolution C. Thank you, Kathy. It was pulled off the agenda, off the consent agenda. That's yours, isn't it?
Oh, I didn't realize it was pulled off. I'm sorry. Thank you, Kathy. Resolution C. Approval of lease agreement for provision of ground transportation service, Ithaca-Tompkins Regional Airport. This is the lease for counter space at the airport. I so move.
Is there a second? Mike seconds that. And I believe Kathy pulled it off.
Thank you. I'm interested in this because in the past it's similarly been done where there's a three-year lease and then it's extended for 2 years. I'm interested in comparing the amount that we got for this lease to the lease in the past, if those figures are available. And just because with the option to renew for 2 years, it's likely that in effect we're looking at another five-year lease, and I'd like for us to be cognizant of the hopefully rise in revenues, or just to be cognizant whether there is any at all and whether it's been that's what I want to know. Also, in the past, I've for reasons of community concerns, had concerns about this. The wording in this particular resolution, particularly the first, second, third, fourth, whereas, talks about this lease not precluding any and all competing ground transportation companies from providing ground transportation, of course, if they follow the rules and regulations and pay the ground transportation fee, is somewhat helpful. But I still have some concerns that have been expressed at Common Council and at the city level with the choice of Ithaca Dispatch Company. I know they're the only responder to the bid. Nonetheless, I felt that I should bring these questions out, and also it would give me an opportunity possibly to vote no.
Kathy, the only information I have about these amounts is what's at the bottom of the resolution. I do not know what the current lease amount that ends is. I'm sorry.
So there wasn't any discussion of previous revenues or how this compares to the previous contract?
This is an increase, but I don't have any figures.
Ed, do you have any information to add? Hate to put you on the spot, but...
Not much. I believe it, the prior agreement had an inflationary adjustment in it, and the base kind of reflects where that is and the similar adjustments in the new contract. But I don't know the details of what we got per year in the past lease.
Okay. Anything else? All in favor of the resolution, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Opposed? 13 opposed. 1 opposed. That passes 13 to 1. Okay, thank you, Dooley. Capital Plan Review Committee met on May 13th. We had a report. Ed sort of went through, we had a report from the commissioner. He went through rather quickly through all the things that, that we might be looking at as far as making a recommendation for the 2011 budget and then beyond, and sort of discussed each item. In June, he'll work with staff, with other staff, and come to us with specific proposals for the 2011 budget on the capital program. And so then we'll digest that, and we'll have time then to basically accept, reject, modify, and have something prepared in July, so that we'll have be able to meet the calendar, sort of the goal of recommending something for. And I think it would have to go through budget There may be other committees that are related for specific items as well. We also had a presentation by Gary Ferguson of the Downtown Ithaca Alliance. Their strategic plan had included a proposal, an idea, an outline of an idea for a joint city-county office building. So having seen that in the newspaper, I thought it would be interesting to have him come and present to us. We had a good conversation about that. Joanne Cornish, the planning director of the city, was also there. Gary will be coming to this body in, I think, July to make a presentation on the strategic plan. And we'll have plenty of chance to ask him questions specifically about that item. Basically, it was an interesting conversation, and we felt that there really might be something to this. Ed feels that we really have to look seriously, and this is going to be something that this committee looks at, is looking at the old library, what is the future of that, and what are we looking at for a center of government. So it does seem to be time that collaboration in some way with the city is warranted. So the task was given to Joe to come back with, to work through the ideas and come back with at least a discussion piece of the basic issues for the committee to work through. So that was the basic meeting. Any questions? Leslie?
Martha, I just have a quick question. I always remember Frank referencing our space use committee, and there was some of that discussion that already happened. So we're not reinventing the wheel. It may be useful to get that document as part of the discussion.
We reviewed earlier in the year. Thanks for everybody to go vote. Right. We reviewed the space use master plan that had been completed a few years ago. We reviewed that earlier in the year. We also reviewed a couple of reports that this body has developed over the years. There's so that's been kind of the background for our conversations. So we'll be pulling all that together. Jim, Dooley, did you have Dooley has? Okay.
Hi, Peter. In the interest of are you done? What?
No.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Jim.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No. She called my name.
I'm sorry. I thought you were finished.
Trying to wake me up.
No, I was just wondering if I saw this resolution sitting on my desk from the Bar Association. I don't know if we had addressed it or done anything, because it does seem to be some urgency to us getting out of here, and asking if there was an update on the COFA. The issue for COPE. I don't know if there's anything. I don't know if it's with your committee, capital plan review for COPE's relocation or not.
The AREL is having a space study done of this building, of all the uses in this building, and expects that to be finished in September. So the body, that committee, will look at that in September. That will have to also sort of go to Judge Mulvey and the other people in the courthouse. Beyond COFA, we know COFA really needs to to leave. I expect there will be recommendations regarding our space also. So that will be due in September, as well as the space use study of mental health building and human services building.
Thank you.
Thanks, Leslie. Jim?
In the interest of the health of the county administrator, and this is all seriousness, not that he's unhealthy, but when I hear that he's going to get together and develop something for a combination city-county government building, there are many other things on my radar that I think we need to do before that. So, you know, I just throw that out there for anyone who wants to hear it.
I think the committee felt that it was basically for Joe to sort of lay out what are the issues, what might be a way to go forward, and that doesn't mean that he's going to do it all. It means that...
I didn't understand that.
Well, I mean, Joe, do you want to talk about
it? No, I think that's it. It's just to give kind of an outline on approach that could be followed in analyzing this alternative. So that's, I think that's my charge.
All right. Mike?
Yeah, I think that's correct. The committee basically, there were just three of us there that, and felt that you know, maybe someone should at least look at what these issues are. But I certainly agree with Jim that we have a lot of other issues out there that are pretty important.
Frank?
Thanks, Martha. Back to Leslin's holding up that letter or resolution from the Bar Association. I think it would, since we've received a missile from Judge Mulvey, and now we've received an item from the Bar Association, I think it might be appropriate for perhaps you as legislative chair or Joe to write a letter back to these two individuals and the organizations they represent and let them know formally that there's a study of this building going on and whatever it happens to be. Otherwise, we'll probably be inundated with other things during the summer. And if we're looking at September-ish to have that evaluation done, receiving anything in the mail like that is not going to make us move any faster. It's not going to get the study done any faster. And maybe it'd be the courtesy just to let them know.
Judge Mulvey knows the timing of the study. I think you did respond to the letter to the Bar Association.
I've not responded to the Bar Association letter. I have talked by phone with Judge Mulvey to keep him posted on the status of space studies and COFA and things like that. So he's in the.
This letter, we all received a copy of it, came from someone other than Judge Mulvey.
It's the Bar Association
letter. The Bar Association letter came from, he wrote it as the judge. They're writing it as attorneys. And
again, I've not responded to the Bar Association. I have responded phone to Judge Mulvey. Yes.
And I wanted to echo Jim's comment about sticking around, as Dominic mentioned, that we're going to be around in the 40-year period to do this evaluation of whether we meet our climate change goals. So I plan to be there. I hope you do, Jim.
The point about responding to the Bar Association is a good one. Perhaps we should
write
a similar letter.
Seriously, I really think we should.
Was that your comment, Mike?
Yes.
Okay. And yes, that meeting was thin. You were out and Dooley was out, so it was Mike and I, and I'm sorry. Kathy, I'm sorry, were the committee members there. Just very briefly, I think, Jim, that the idea is that, you know, the old library is not long for this world. We may not be long for this world in this building. It's really a responsibility that we have to look at all options. The city has for a long time been itching to do something to get out of that space, which could be used for housing. They have a very, you know, active interest in that space for housing. And so it's kind of our responsibility to start looking at this. It takes, three years to actually do anything of this magnitude. So we need to start talking, and I think there are certain advantages that even just in a brief discussion that we had that might accrue from a joint space. So it's something that we ought to look at. Obviously, we're not going to do anything without lots of vetting from with everybody, all the stakeholders involved. But this is a place to start. Okay? Government Operations Committee, Mike Lane, Chair.
I'll be brief. We haven't met since our last meeting. We will meet again on Thursday. And I just wanted to mention that the at the direction of the Government Operations Committee, of course, we've been working on this broadband group. We brought some folks, invited some folks to come to a meeting on Monday the 24th at 9 o'clock, and any of you are certainly welcome to come to that. And it's basically to pick their brains to see who's interested in this, how we can establish some going forward And then we could possibly recommend a committee to the chair, and if she thought it was appropriate, could form a committee. But the group is basically composed of folks from the county, folks from Cornell, folks from Cooperative Extension, and others that have shown interest in the broadband initiative.
Pat and then Frank.
Just wondering what the location of that meeting
is. I believe it's going to be at the old jail conference room. I'll let you know if it's otherwise.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, Karen's saying it is.
Are you done with your report?
Yep.
I want to put a resolution together regarding the agricultural impact of the state not moving on that Piso is mentioning regarding the horse industry. It will not be the off-track betting one that came through government operations years ago. But when is your next committee meeting, Mike?
Thursday.
The formal committee meeting.
Thursday.
The day after tomorrow?
Yeah.
I may have to bring it. I probably cannot get it together that fast. We've been gathering sample resolutions from Saratoga County and Warren County and whatnot. There's no way I can do it by then, so I may have to bypass the government operations and bring it as a member filed resolution.
Mike, have TCOG members been invited to go to that meeting?
We have a small group started. If TCOG wants to come to the meeting, they're certainly welcome. This is not a group that will be moving forward. It's a recommendation group, and we come back to you. The group we had before had some TCOG members in it, but was not a TCOG initiated group, as I understand it. Which we talked about the STIRB proposal and the Google proposal.
I might understand you didn't see the email that I sent you last night?
Oh, I did.
Okay. I think TCOG needs to be invited. It did come out of a meeting that in March where there was TCOG was, many members of TCOG were invited, and then from there it was suggested to go to GO to develop something. If the group you're talking about is just going to meet once and make a recommendation, I assume there's no problem in inviting all of TCOG. There is a great deal of interest among many of the members.
You'd like to invite TCOG, be my guest.
All right. All right, any other questions for Mike? All right, is there a motion on the minutes of the last meeting? Kathy moves, Frank seconds. Any comments?
Madam Chair, I had, I'll submit it to Kathy, but I had a clarification or two about this, a wording mix-up on the part of the report regarding NYSEG, and I'll just straighten that out.
Okay.
It's not substantive.
Last one.
Mr. Hutchins earlier mentioned some language. We make sure for that language because it was pretty accurate language.
I'm sorry, can you hear you?
The language that he had mentioned, saying that the maps were inaccurate, et cetera, can we please make sure that that language is included somewhere or recorded somewhere as a correction to the minutes? Thank you.
Okay, Karen's nodding. She's gotten it. Kathy?
What she said.
Okay. Frank, did you have something else?
It's not about the minutes.
Okay, all in favor of the minutes? Please raise your hand. Any opposed? You're opposed, Nathan?
No.
Okay, that's unanimous. Thank you, Frank.
Unfinished business, real quick. The suggestion that was made tonight by Jim, and I think then followed up by Dave, about having a screen up, so we like we do for budget.
Mm-hmm.
Can we pursue that so that if we have to mess around with any resolutions,
mm-hmm.
we can really see the changes on the screen? Is that doable?
I'm sure it is. We will make it happen. Good suggestion. All right.
Just a reminder. Thank you.
Anything else? Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.